know, at the end of the day, it's good to go somewhere where you're wanted. And, you know, just talking to the coaches and the general manager, I could tell they really wanted me here and they see a future for me. So I'm just thankful for that. And I'm going to come in from day one and work hard and just be the best player I can, and everything else will fall into place.
How much have you talked to them over the last week, and what have they told you they want you to do, and what do they expect from you?
So I came in about 2 days ago, and I haven't talked to them all too much, but the time that I talked to them, it was all positive, and they were coming. They told me to come in and just be myself and have that chip on my shoulder and just come in ready to play.
So did you ask what the plan was with 7 point guards on the roster?
I did not. I just know what I can do, and I'm going to come in and be the person I am and get better every single day and just go from there.
So what do you think your your best shot is about making this roster, maybe not starting off in D-League? What do you think you have to do to impress the coaches?
I think I have a great chance at making the roster, but that's not in my control. So I'm just going to do what I can do, and I'm going to do what I can control, and that's coming to work every single day and showing them what I can do.
What is that that you want to prove to them that you can do, even though that they know a lot about you?
Well, I'm a great rebounder, and they say rebounding translates at every level, and I'm just going to come in, and I'm able to guard multiple positions, and on the offensive side, I can knock down shots, whether they're mid-ranges or open threes, so I can do a lot. I have a pretty good handle to myself, so I could attack my defender off the bounce and create stuff for my teammates.
Do you need to prove that you can hit the NBA three to them?
Well, they've seen me enough. We had a pro day. They were able to come out, so they were actually able to see that I can knock down that NBA three.
How did playing 4 years with Randy Ray prepare you for this moment?
I think it prepared me tremendously. You know, I came in from day one. I didn't really know too much what was going on, like the culture. They always recruit high-character guys, tough players, unselfishness, that's what they harp on, and I think I fit right in with that. And over my course of time, I've been able to put on 30 pounds of muscle and just get better so much every single year. I stayed up there every summer to get better. Coach Ray, he's taught me how to be accountable, hold myself to high standards, and how to be consistent.
Do you interact with these guys being this close, whether it's pickup games in the summer, so you know some of them, open gym kind of stuff?
Are you talking about my teammates at Weber State?
The Jazz. Being at Weber State, was there any interaction? I know sometimes Jazz players played against you players back in the day. I wondered if you crossed paths with these guys.
Not all too much. I've played in a couple of open gyms down in Lehigh, and I've ran into a couple of the Jazz players, but that's about it.
I wanted to go to any NBA team, but playing 4 years just 30 miles north of here, is that kind of always been maybe a dream in the back of your mind? That'd be great to stay in Utah.
Yeah, I have no problem staying here. You know, I'm just as happy as if I would have went somewhere else. You know, one of the pros of being here is I'm familiar with the area. I pretty much have a family here. You know, the coaching staff and their families, and some of my good friends are my teammates up at Weber State. So just being in the area, I'm pretty familiar with it. And like, if I would have went somewhere else, it would have been new, and I wouldn't have known where I am. So it's good to be here, you know.
So what have you done since last week, hearing your name called by the Jazz, until now to get all situated and get ready?
Well, like I said, I came in 2 days ago, but before that, I was in Texas. That's where I watched the draft. But I was just working out, you know. I didn't really party too much, or I didn't party at all. The day of the draft, I went to bed probably around 1, woke up in the morning, went to the gym and worked out. You know, a lot of people went out and had fun and just enjoyed the night, but I was ready to get to work, and, you know, it's just the beginning.
On draft night, you said you were disappointed to go 52. Are you using that as motivation to prove a lot of people wrong?
Yeah, I'm definitely using that as motivation, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going somewhere where I'm wanted. You know, the Jazz took me because they wanted me here, and all the other teams that didn't take me, obviously they didn't want me, so it's good to be somewhere where you're wanted, and I'm going to make the most of this opportunity, and I'm just going to prove the Jazz right and what they saw in me, why.
You've got some defensive accolades for the Big Sky and everything else. What's the biggest difference between playing defense at the college level versus the NBA in your mind?
I think at the NBA level, everybody's just like me, if not more athletic. Just like I said, more athletic, and everybody's maybe stronger than me, but guys are a little quicker, longer, and you kind of don't see that in the Big Sky.
What do you see that you need to do, I guess, then, to become a good NBA defender?
I think I already have the NBA athleticism, and I think I already have the NBA body, but I think I want to put on maybe like 5 more pounds to help me out, but just keep getting better every single day.
With your status of maybe not making the opening day roster in question, does that make summer league that much more important for you?
Yeah, but the way I see it, every single day is an opportunity for me, whether I'm just in the gym working by myself, getting better, or practicing with the coaches. So I'm going to make the most out of every opportunity, whether it's just an individual workout or a summer league game or summer league practice.
You mentioned advice has Damian Lillard given you over time, whether recently or maybe earlier in your Weber State career, it's gotten you to this point?
The main advice that he's gave me is just to be myself and go in there and show the coaches who you really are, and just be a coachable guy, show them your personality, and when it's time to get to work on the court, just be ready to play.
You mentioned that you talked to Jeremy after the draft. What was that conversation like? What did your former teammate have to say to you?
You know, he was just so happy for me, and we were kind of just talking about the moment and how it's crazy that I heard my name being called and I'm coming back to Utah, and that's like my best friend, so he's just up the street.
It's going to be nice that they can come see you play anytime they want, right? Whether it's here or with the Stars.
Yeah, I've had a lot of like texts and phone calls and people reaching out to me, just letting me know that they're here to support me and they're going to be up to watch the summer league games.
I know that Weber State's got a little bit of an NBA legacy, but to have you and then Damian Lillard just a couple years before you get drafted in the NBA draft, what does that say about the culture of Weber State?
I think they just recruit the right players. You know, they see something in players and they pursue them. Like, I remember the guy who recruited me, Coach Phil Beckner, he always told me from day one, where I couldn't even shoot a simple jump hook, that I was special. You know, I was airballing jump shots and jump hooks, and he still believed in me. So they just go after the right players, and they would rather have somebody with a high character that's tough over a player that's talented with a bad attitude, and that's not coachable.
You know, there's sometimes a stigma being in a small school, maybe a confidence level for players. Do you remember the point where you thought, I can play with anybody regardless of big school, small school, NBA talent, whatever?
I think I've always thought I could play with anybody just because coming out of high school, I've always been overlooked. So I've always had a chip on my shoulder and just trying to prove everybody wrong. So I think each year I've had the same mindset. It's just time took its toll and I got better every single year.
Do you mind the comparison of Paul Millsap, who was a second rounder and also a great rebounder in college like you? And that was a lot of people's thoughts, the comparisons. Do you mind that at all?
No, I don't mind that at all. But at the end of the day, I'm my own person. But it's cool to hear some of those comparisons. And him being a second round pick like myself, you know, just seeing as how successful he is and all the stuff he did, you know, that just gives me more confidence and more motivation to go out there and prove everybody wrong and just be successful.
Does anybody support you more than your mom does?
Yeah, you know, my mom, my dad, everybody at Weber State, my teammates, my coaches, you know, I have a great support crew behind me.
Thanks, Joe.
Congratulations.